Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube, performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, finally, back, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. I had to think about that for a minute. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. Been rehabbing the rehab. Rehab is, in the beginning, is tough because everything
is new.
Sort of. And then when the person doing the rehab, that being me, when they get out there and they say, well, you can go as long as you'd like to go. Then when you're idiotic, that just pushes things a little too far. But that's all beside the point. We're here. Here we go. We talked about this before I took my prolonged rehab leave of absence. This M855 cartridge ban that it has... I don't know how much of an impact it's going to have as far as... ammo supplies. I'm sure there may be some people. This could possibly cause a run. But the problem I have with this is the way they're pushing it, because while the ATF is the one doing it, the Obama administration is backing it, and the Obama administration is lying about it. They're saying that by banning the 855 Burrit, that Obama believes this ban will save police officers' lives. That scourge we talked about. Josh Earnest, who has the most ironic last name of anybody in the Obama administration, said, "We're looking at additional ways to protect our brave men and women in law enforcement and believe that this process is valuable for that reason alone." This is the 5.56 green tip, 62 grain projectile that's coming out of it. It is the humane round. It's the humane round. And in the House, lawmakers from both parties, as well as some law enforcement officials and a lot of sportsmen, are objecting to the move. But Earnest calls it a common sense step. He continued on being an idiot by saying, "The president has long believed that there are some common sense steps that we can take to ensure that we're protecting the Second Amendment rights of law-abiding Americans while also taking some common sense steps to prevent people who shouldn't have guns from getting them. This seems to be an area where everyone should agree that if there are armor-piercing bullets available that can fit easily into concealed weapons, that puts our law enforcement at considerably more risk." A few items, if I may. The M855 is not an armor-piercing round. It is not designed to be an armor-piercing round. Now, when you're talking soft body armor, most rifle rounds are going to defeat soft body armor because soft body armor is designed to stop handgun rounds. Handgun rounds don't have the same pressure buildup because they're coming out of shorter barrels. And they're, you know, they're just weaker. They're weaker. That's why if you're in a prolonged gunfight, you need to be fighting to get to a long gun, because the handgun is a weak item. It's a weak instrument. Purely based upon the description of what an armor-piercing round is, the M855 is not doesn't meet that. It doesn't meet that criteria. It's actually just ball ammunition. And it does less damage than almost any other 5.56 or 223 Remington cartridge made. And most importantly, for any. I had an AR-15 pistol, 7.5-inch barrel. That's as small as they get. No way I could conceal that. Maybe if I were to go out and find an overcoat that was a 6XL, and then maybe if it was cutting away to flow around me like a teepee, and maybe if the wind wasn't blowing, I might be able to have concealed that AR-15 pistol underneath that giant 6XL coat. Concealing an AR-15 pistol is that whole supposition. Well, show me how it's done. The next best thing to what they tried to get in 2013, which was a ban on weapons and a ban on standard capacity magazines, is the ban on the bullets, folks. Now, they tried with a 7.62 by 39. And people have gotten around those. They call the 5.45 by 39, they call those armor-piercing, and that has sort of stuck a little bit. That has sort of stuck. But, you know, the AK-74 is not the rifle of America. That's the AR-15. And going after the ammunition for those is a... well, that's the way. That's the way to go. The actual armor-piercing ammunition for the AR or for the M series and the AR-15 series would be the M995, and it has a solid tungsten core to pierce the armor of enemy fighting vehicles and modern military body armor. That is a wicked-looking round when you see the cutout, because it's basically firing a chopped-off nail. And oh my, it looks like a Sabot round coming out of a tank. No word on if they're going to ban the M995. A projectile that is armor piercing is designed to punch through armor. Period. A rifle round will punch through soft body armor. Now I've got a plate carrier right here with some plates in it that this 308 leaning against the wall can't punch through. It's going to ring my bell. It's probably going to break some ribs. Hopefully it'll hit me low right now where my breastbone isn't, because it'd probably break that too. A round, the 855 is not a projectile per se. It is a bullet. A projectile round, a armor defeating round, it's a projectile enclosed in a shell, if you will, like a Sabot round. It is not designed to defeat body armor. It just is designed to be a rifle round. And the AM-855, because it is more humane, it doesn't tumble. You have the over-penetration factor. Right now, NATO is actually wanting us to pick up the Belgian-designed SS-109 cartridge. Because with the AM-855, they believe that we were pushed to get to that because the 193, the M-193, was too inhumane because it tumbled. That's pretty funny. The M-855 has been used in combat. It's been used in Mogadishu. Didn't work out too well there. When it's coming out of a short barrel rifle, like say an AR-15 pistol, or you know the Kar-15 or the M4 carbine, and even in the M16 with an 18-inch barrel, it loses velocity. So you get the ice pick type wounds, which are not man stopping wounds. But if it's such a smoking hot idea, why do they have to lie about it? That's my only question. That's the onlyest question I got. Why do they have to lie about it? And how many, law enforcement knows what an armor-piercing round is, and they know that the M855 is not one of them because they probably practice with them themselves. We'll be right back. On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load.
tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
I'm really glad my buddy Mark turned me on to GunsAD.com. I got to tell you, I didn't want to buy any more firearms. I didn't want a paperwork trail headed back to Big Brother. I want 100% privacy. I want to be an invisible gun owner. Hello? So Mark says, hey, you know, GunsAD.com, Ghost AR-15. Ghost means invisible. Get it? Ghost AR-15. GunsAD.com. I got a couple, if you know what I mean. Go to GunsAD.com or call 844-2GUNS-80.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Welcome back. Coming to you live for a change from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. You know, one of the things I don't understand, and this is just coming from the pragmatic side of me. If I were a member of a group of people that had been persecuted throughout their entire lives, and I was just a normal one of them, the last place I would live would be in Europe. And I'm talking about Jewish people. You know, because of the history. Hitler confiscated everything they could have. When he got them all defenseless, he sent them all to concentration camps where a bunch of them were slaughtered. And now, here we are in 2015 in Europe, modern-day Europe, where you have the mixture of the old and the new. And because of strict gun control laws in Europe, once again, they are defenseless. Let's talk about Denmark. In Denmark, legal handguns and semi-automatic rifles are all but banned. Hunting rifles are legally available only to those with a squeaky clean background who pass a rigorous exam covering everything from gun safety to the mating habits of Denmark's wildlife. They have to study a book that's about 1,000 pages thick, and you have to know all of it. Now, if you want to buy a gun on the black market, you can find an AK for sale near the train station in Brussels. And I'm talking a full-blown AK, selector switch and everything. They are available to even the very average criminals. Now, if you look back to 2012, with attacks in the French city of Toulouse that left 7 people dead, guns have also become the weapon of choice for Islamic terrorists in Europe. Paris and Copenhagen, the targets were the same: cartoonists, police officers, and Jews. Hussein, who first attacked a cafe and then struck at a synagogue, had a much wider selection to choose from. His primary weapon, an M95 assault rifle that can fire up to 900 rounds a minute, was stolen from the home of a member of the Danish Home Guard in 2013. Hussein probably purchased it illegally along with 2 semi-automatic handguns. Despite all of this, despite Interpol coming out, despite what we've seen at Westgate in Nairobi, what we've seen in Mumbai, what we're seeing all around, there is no movement to loosen gun law in Europe. While you and I sit around and say, I'm going to defend myself, over there, that's not really part and parcel of it. Now, Jewish people could move to the U.S. or Canada or Australia or Israel. But if they're going to stay anywhere, wouldn't you think, based upon their history, they would arm themselves? Definitely not advocate being disarmed. Some of them do, by the way. Hey, I don't get it. Now, why should this concern me and you? Especially if we're not Jewish, if we don't live in Europe, why should this bother me and you? Maybe it's because President Obama has imported 300,000 Iraqi refugees and is in the process of importing hundreds of thousands of Syrian ones. Most of these refugees are Muslim. They're typical of the Muslims from the region. A substantial minority are followers of radical Islam. And as we get more and more of them, percentage-wise, their numbers will go up. Why do you think that Al-Shabaab from Somalia made a threat specifically against the Mall of America in Minnesota? Because Minneapolis, thanks to the policies of George W. Bush, settled thousands of Somali Muslims there. And as with most groups of Muslims from backwards countries, there's a substantial minority who hate our freedoms, hate our lifestyle, hate that we exist, and want to kill all of us. And they have been settled by your government. Now, at the same time, consider how this government, at the same time, is trying hard as they can with every imaginative little tool they can think of out of their little pointy heads to get more gun control. If they were to have our way, we're only a few years behind Europe. If they were to have their way. That's why I made this remark. I spoke at a this also contributed to my absence. I spoke at an event in Columbia, South Carolina over the weekend, and that took a little bit out of me. But while I was there, out of the whole South Carolina General Assembly of the sitting politicians that hold office, only 3 showed up as Second Amendment supporters. And all the rest of them didn't. None of the rest of them did. And this is government. Your government has a lackadaisical attitude towards your ability to defend yourself. They look at me and you. If I were to show up anywhere with that rifle right there, that beautiful M14 EBR from Fulton Armory, if I were to show up anywhere with that rifle at an open carry demonstration or something, I'm going to be looked at as so radical. So radical. Now, amongst my people, you know, amongst people like me, I'm going to be looked at as so effective, possibly. And I don't even have to be effective up close because I got a pop pop. But the trend that they're trying, one trend is that we're getting an increasingly large Muslim society here in the United States. We're getting a lot of people that want to convert to Islam for some reason. A lot of them females for some crazy reason. And at the same time, they want to take away our gun rights. So I can honestly tell you that your government wants to see you die. It may not be about FEMA camps and chemtrails or anything else, when they've got as many Muslims camping right here. Right here in South Carolina, we got Islamaville outside of York County. Closed Muslim compound. Supposedly they do a lot of training there. And we're not doing anything about it. We're just allowing it to happen. And there's some that would say, well, Bill, it's because of the Constitution. They're taking advantage of it. Sure enough. Sure enough, they are. But more gun control, more Muslim immigrants or refugees, if you will. This is why we need to support legislation about every state needs to be like Georgia. Every campus needs to allow the students to carry there. We don't need soft targets anymore. We don't need soft targets anymore. We need to be proactive here in the United States. That's what we need. And, yeah, I see what you're saying there in the chat room, but the truth is, you know, when you look at Lockerbie or when you look at the American embassy in Iran, we didn't do anything to precipitate that as far as I know, but, you know, I could be wrong about that. We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
In a time is life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved ones to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
This is Dan Billett. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The Freeze Dry Guy presents Freeze Dried Turkey, Freeze Dried Ham, and the No Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock full of high-quality, great-tasting, freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House. The gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze Dry Guy's No Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
It's been July with Extend. Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendivite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your product just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The Freeze Dry Guy presents Freeze Dried Turkey, Freeze Dried Ham, and the No Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham units. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock full of high-quality, great-tasting, freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House. The gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze Dry Guy's No Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Loop Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in. 877-317-6432. With all of these threats that we have facing us, especially the Somalians and the Mall of America, there's a lot of people that are coming out that are wanting to debate whether or not we should be able to defend ourselves. Which is ridiculous. But gun control advocates just can't accept the fact that the 13 million or so concealed carry permit holders are incredibly law-abiding. The New York Times recently attacked permit holders. They do a lot of conflation of data. They triple count shootings of legitimate self-defense cases. Murder suicides by permit holders are blamed on guns, even when no gun is involved. In point of fact, permit holders are incredibly law-abiding, and some new evidence puts things in perspective. Police in the United States today, they're the single most important factor for reducing crime, but even police commit crimes on very rare occasions. But even more law-abiding than police are the permit holders of the United States. According to a study in Police Quarterly, the period from January 1, 2005 to December 31, 2007, saw an average of 703 crimes by police per year. 113 of those involved firearms violations. That's likely to be an underestimate, since not all police crimes receive media coverage. The authors might have missed a few of these things. At that time, there was about 570,000 full-time police officers in the U.S. And so how law-abiding are they? This translates into about 124 crimes by police per 100,000 officers. 31 times higher. The U.S. population as a whole over those years was the crime rate was 31 times higher, 3,813 per 100,000 people. Yeah, there may be some leniency involved with reporting police crime. Let's go to the phones real quick. Ben in Michigan, yes, sir.
How you doing today, Bill?
I'm all right.
Blessed?
Say again?
Are you blessed?
I'm above ground, so yes, sir, I am.
All right, man. Well, you know, what do you think about Hillary having her own servers and the whole nine yards, man? You know, it's just another corrupt politician getting away with things that we wouldn't get away with. I guess they're above the law.
Well, it's Clintonian. It's Clintonian. I've heard people refer to this as the Clintonian school of thought, where law doesn't apply to them.
Why is this, Bill? Why is it that Border Patrol agents can be murdered for gun smugglers, or bastards can be murdered over in Bosnia with nobody being held liable? Or what about, let's get away from that. I want to ask you a question. But what do you think about Obama destroying his country from within and what he's doing to Israel?
Well, I mean, Obama, in his book that was ghostwritten for him by Bill Ayers, the Weather Underground terrorist, in his book...
Terrorist.
Yeah. He stated that if the world partitioned off Islam, he would have to stand with Islam, or words to that effect. And he has said that nowhere in this world can the prophet be maligned or, you know, insulted or anything else. He said this out loud since he's been president. And Israel, as a rule, fights Muslims, and they fight them very well. They fight them very effectively. But, I mean, they're, you know, a little itty-bitty country, a little upstart country that was, you know, put together by the UN after the atrocities handed to them. And their backs are to the ocean, and to their front is everybody that wants to kill them. So, as far as why Obama's doing this, I think he's just siding with his homeboys, if you want me to be honest with you.
Well, no. I agree. I mean, I said this before. They got political parties inside our government, and they're destroying it from within, our Constitution, you know, and everything. He's shredding it apart, man.
And
I don't know why. I mean, I know you're awake, Bill, to the truth. There's so many of us that are. And I can't remember who it was I seen on TV last night, but it was a politician. And he didn't come straight out and say Obama was destroying the country from within, but he, you know, roundabout way, because he is a politician, probably got to watch what the hell he's saying. But I would just come straight out and say, if I was a politician, you know, senator, that this is wrong. You know, this president's evil as they come. But I just... kind of scared about, because see, I know that United States, and I don't know if you know this, Bill, but I'm sure you probably do. United States has got orders to shoot down Israel planes if they attack Iran.
I saw that Obama was talking about that, and I saw that was being bandied. I would have to see that order first, but I wouldn't put it past him. Okay, I wouldn't put anything past this president. I wouldn't put anything past this government, though. And let me explain to you where my basic philosophy comes down. There's so much stuff that has been allowed to just become normal, status quo, the new normal, Ben, that I don't know where the house of cards is going to fall apart. Is it going to be due to the economy? Is it going to be due to the MS-13 trying to take over the country from the southern border? Is it going to be the sleeper cells? Are we going to have what Art Bell called American Hiroshima? I don't know what it's going to be. I think there's going to be a very bad event in the United States, and I think it's going to come down, when that happens, to those of us that are armed, that are willing to step up. There's 134 million gun owners in the United States today. If 3% of us step up, we are fielding the largest land army on the planet.
You know, it's not our military because we are strong as the, you know, United States country is strong as the military, but it's the people. And another thing people don't understand, Bill, is you mentioned how many guns are in the United States that are registered. You're not talking about these crooks and murderers and killers that would end up, well, I hate to say it, they'd end up taking our side, and I don't really want them on our side, but what the hell can I say?
Well,
because
you know,
things don't be that crazy. We won't know between us who's good and bad either, you know. But if we can Bill. I believe you're right. I believe that we will unite together. There's nothing that can stop the American people. We're just too damn strong, and as a people in whole, you know, not a country. Because I'm having a hard time with my country right now, and this is the first time in my life being 51 years old.
Don't have a hard time with your country. Have a hard time with your government.
Okay. Well, the government.
The, country is fine. The country is the people. The government is the government. And
I should have worded that right. I'm having a hard time with my government for the first time.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
I've had a hard time with my government, but never like this. You know, it's like they're going for it right now. They're pushing for this evilness to come into our country. You know, it's like, did you see what Australia and they want? I forget what they call the Muslims' law, Sharia law, whatever it is.
Sharia law.
Right, they're trying to get it over in Australia, and they're over there complaining.
Well, they're trying to go to Dearborn, Michigan.
Oh, I'm in Michigan. I live in the, you're right. I know the United States, the most populated Muslim place in the United States.
Dearbornistan, I think they call it. Can you hold on through the break?
Yep.
Hold on through the break. I don't want to drop you just yet. I want you to get all your points out of. You've been holding them up. I want you to be able to vent. At the end of the day, though, it will be just like it was in the 1700s when a bunch of us stepped up and saved the country. It'll be a bunch of us again. It'll be a bunch of us again. We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Back to the phones we go. Ben in Michigan. We were discussing how we will clean the clocks of anybody that decides to peek over the hill and come up against America. You are comfortable with that fact, right? You understand that, right?
I will defend myself, you, and every American in this country that deserves to be defended. There's no question. There's no question. I think that's not. And another thing we got to understand is these so-called Christian cowards that they're calling us now. They don't understand. It's the Christian cowards that they're calling that's going to defend this country, man. It really is.
Well, what will happen? Now, you need to look at a couple of other things that are happening in the background as well. Why do you think that military veterans are considered possible terrorists by the Department of Homeland Security?
Because they're experienced to kill.
Yeah. And the other thing about military veterans is if they see something happening, right? I mean, even me, in the current condition I'm in, if I see something happening, if I see canopies popping in the sky, or if I see explosions happening around me, I'm not going to go, well, I guess it's time to be a collaborator. I'm going to do whatever I can. Now, right now, it probably wouldn't be much, but it won't. This is a temporary condition, and I will get a little more lethal as time goes on. And military veterans would take a group of people and organize them, and, I mean, right here in my house, I've got enough guns in the house, enough guns and ammunition, to where if I die, my sons have a very good time divvying up the contents of my gun safe, or I could arm completely four neighbors.
That's the way it should be.
So, right there, with the one son I have living here, I have almost half of a squad just that I can equip right here around me. And fire maneuver is not it's not rocket science or anything. And anybody that, you know, people can be brought up to speed pretty quick in that. So when I look at all the stuff that's going on, there's so much of it out there that I just decided to get prepared for all of it or none of it, whichever comes first.
You know, and there's nothing wrong with having extra food, water, guns, and ammunition, all that extra stuff, and medication. I got to express this enough about the medication, too. There's nothing wrong with being prepared. If nothing happens, God bless it didn't happen. But if it did happen, you ain't prepared with extra food and water and a little bit more medication. And you know what I'm saying, Bill? We have to be prepared for anything, too.
I mean, it doesn't have to be a revolution or a civil war or anything. It can be the power grid going down. It can be some of this weather we're getting right now up in the Northeast. There's a lot of reasons to be prepared for lots of different things. There's a lot of reasons for that. So being prepared is always a good thing. That's why the Boy Scouts do it.
Well, let me ask you, I don't want to get off track here because I appreciate you taking your time listening to me. I really do. You're one of the few horses I call. I only call you and Pete Santilli. I didn't mean to plug him. Sorry about that. I'd rather plug you in, you know. But anyway, what do you think with the story coming out with the CIA saying that some hostile countries trying to control the weather? And then, you know, you're talking about Russia. And then we look what our own government's doing to us. And I looked into this and I found out that, like I said before, United Nations laws, which we don't care about, says that you can't spray these chemicals on other countries. But the loophole is they say they can't spray it on their own people. But what do you think about the CIA coming out with that story? Because I try to figure out when they put stories out there, there's a reason for it. And I'm trying to figure out, is it just program us to accept that the geoengineering, I don't think it's geoengineering, but we'll call it geoengineering, that it's going on. It's just a, later on, well, we've been telling you, we've been doing it.
I think that there's so much stuff coming out of the news machine that is out there, with all of the things out there available to people today, that I don't know how anybody keeps up with it. So what I do, what I always do, no matter what comes out, is I constantly scan the horizon. That's all I'm doing. Scanning the horizon.
I try to focus on issues that matter the most to me, you know, like our country and our well-being. And one of my most main things is chemtrails, you know. But I get attacked so much on my YouTube channel for even talking about chemtrails anymore. I'm almost about ready to give that up. I know that's what they want, but it's the abuse is so bad anymore, Bill, from the calling the police on me to just blowing out my phones, spamming my YouTube channel. I mean, it just goes threatening my life.
Well, I got to jump because I got somebody else calling in. But just think about this, Ben. Doing what you're doing, but doing it on the down low, is ComSec. It's OPSEC. There's nothing wrong with practicing a little OPSEC if it keeps you in the fight. Okay.
That, you know what? Good. I'm glad you said that because that helped me out. Like going undercover and just not being who I am without them knowing it, you know, and just do my thing.
It's card. You're playing poker. Just play poker.
There you go. And I'm going to play poker pretty damn good, Bill.
There you go. Thanks for the call.
Have a good day, and God bless you and yours. And take it easy, okay, brother?
Roger that.
All right.
Bye-bye. All right. Blue in Tennessee. Yes, sir. Or man.
Oh, no, it's a he.
Okay.
How do you do? I think we've spoke once before. Walk down this line of logic with me.
Okay.
We know in this country that we have a feral dog problem, correct?
I believe we do.
And we also know that we have some very feral boars everywhere.
We have that, and we have coyotes in major metropolitan areas.
And that would kind of almost be a half-breed now, wouldn't it?
Yep.
It's been a two. So I don't understand why we have not used these resources that we have to get rid of the creatures that we do not need in our own country, to drop them into the Middle East, as well as taking them to the compounds and letting them loose. Because if they shoot the animals, especially the pigs, that is on how we land. And then they have to move.
Well, I haven't paid enough attention to this stuff. I've watched documentaries about the coyotes, and I've watched where the coyotes actually are. I mean, the coyotes are everywhere. They're in New York City.
Oh, I know.
The feral dogs, I haven't watched that much. The hogs, that's another question altogether. These things are so much out there that in where I live, I think you can shoot them on sight.
Well, the reason I bring this up is simply because those are the things that are considered unholy to the Muslims.
Ah, well.
And in particular in the compound, if there is blood of a pig, it is unholy land, and they must leave.
Well.
And I don't see why we cannot utilize that. Besides, get those damn pigs off my property.
We should weaponize the boars.
No.
I really sort of like that. I like that idea. I need you. You know what? We've got one. Like I said, in York County, South Carolina, called Islamaville, and I'm going to try to find some people down there in that neck of the woods and find out what the wild boar situation is like down there. just to see, because that's intriguing.
Yeah, I mean, because they will have to shoot them on sight, because these suckers will kill you.
Yes, they will.
And if you don't shoot them between the eyes, they will kill you.
Yes, they will. Kill you and consume you, yeah.
Yes, and, you know, I live on the Cumberland Plateau, and, I mean, I cannot walk on my property without having a gun, period.
Do you have a big hog problem in Tennessee?
We do on the plateau. And it's beginning to take over the Smoky Mountains, and which is, will be detrimental if it does.
And what kind of weapon do you carry when you're out walking your property?
Well, I had 32. A couple of bursts in it, so I went back to a P-22, but I'm pretty good accurate shot.
Blue, we need to get you an AR-15 rifle. That's what you need. You need one of those to handle the pigs. The 32 isn't going to be enough. You can't carry enough 32 ammo on you to kill the pigs, unless you're killing the pigs already. Are you killing the pigs already with it?
I can down a few.
I'm just picking at you.
32
is better than nothing.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm gonna based on that question, I'm going to find out what's going on in York as far as those things go. I'm curious.
Yeah.
And thank you for the call. All right, folks, we're going to flip into the second hour. We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to salientarmsinternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation huge.
It's happening again. The feds are trying to ban your freedom to own body armor. In January, a newly introduced bill, H.R. 378, will take away your right to buy Level 3 and higher body armor. Katie Armor offers the most affordable Level 3 body armor packages on the market today. Protect yourself. Buy your body armor now before it's too late. Go to katiearmor.com. That's C-A-T-I-Armor.com. Come and take it.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.